You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
This episode is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
So did I tell you my New Year's intention this year was to take better care of my skin?
Oh, that's a good one.
I know, I'm excited. And to that end, I'm going to try one new Voyage AC face and body product every week.
I would expect nothing less. So what's on the menu this week?
Let's see. This is Body All-in-One Detox Scrub. It's organic matcha. Here, smell.
Leave that one out for me. I love a good scrub.
Yeah, you got it, hun. Voyage AC has absolutely everything you need. Wonderful gifts for fur throws, beachwear diffusers, clutches, beach bags, glamorous mask, hand sanitizer, and these organic, invigorating, and nourishing scrubs. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount.
What?
All our customers right now. That's right. That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
Kelly,
yes.
Thank you for coming out today. That was so great.
Thank you.
What an amazing story to get to LA from Georgia.
It's pretty cool.
I almost wanted to change the title of your episode from what it is to like, I got everything I wanted, not being skeezy.
It's never too late. Like, you have the subtitle.
Right? No, I think sure. It's a great idea. I think it's a great subject because I think LA is a place where people oftentimes don't find that to be something that works for them until it's too late.
Right.
Right? Where they burn all their bridges.
Yeah, which is really weird because this is the place I feel like you should be yourself because there's so much diversity.
Well, you know, I came from Virginia and I spent some time in Utah as well. And when I got here, one of the first things I noticed that was valued was honesty and authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, really? Like they couldn't believe that you were so genuine.
You showed
a little Southern hospitality or politeness or follow through or stare them in the eye or have a little curiosity. They were all like...
And a good handshake.
Yeah. And the people here were very taken back. And it's really neat to see your company and to see you navigate with your dream. When you first moved to LA from Georgia, were you relieved to be in a more diverse place?
I was, because although I do love my hometown, there was a lot of prejudice there.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it. I hated it so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there's still a little bit. And it wasn't against Asian people.
Mm-mm.
It was against African Americans.
Right.
And it was so gross to me that I couldn't wait to get away. You know, I never gave a crap about skin color. I just wanted to have fun and be cool and enjoy and chat you up, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in Virginia. It was the same way. It was this underlying tone that kind of lined every room that you went in or every event. And I went from there to Utah, mm-hmm. which was exactly the opposite. It was so whitewashed. And then I got here about 12 years ago, and I really remember feeling like, wow, this is really so many it's different great. Cultures. And now I'm here long enough that I see even those cultures clash mm-hmm. in between. Like, I surf a lot, and there's always like these guys over here and those guys over here. And, you know, it's an inevitable part of the fabric of our society. But I don't think that it's ever been talked a lot about more than this time mm-hmm. in our current
True.
Time period. So I think there's something happening. Talking about your products, I mean, I'm looking at, did you make those socks?
I didn't, but I just told my man today, I They're said, so why bad. Are we not making socks?
She has these little, like, no-see-em socks with the toes that are leopard. Yeah, they're so badass. I was like, I want some of those.
Oh, they're great.
Are you going to do a cute booty line for men?
You know what? It's funny you ask. Mm-hmm. It's not cute booty. It's called albino rhino, and it is men. It's elevated.
I'm not going
men,
there.
Elevated men's basics and uh-huh. underwear. We adorn your horn is one of the slogans. This goes back to my guy who has all this branding and marketing experience. The things that go through his mind are just fascinating. And then we brief you for every situation. And the logo was a rhinoceros carrying a briefcase.
It's so good. Where do you think you got your knack for sewing? Like, I didn't.
Oh,
yeah. Like, where did that come from?
My Japanese grandmother.
Okay.
She would sew cat and dog t-shirts while I was asleep. And I'd wake up and I'd hear the machine. And I'd wake up and there'd be a neatly stacked little pile of dog t-shirts that had funny sayings on them. So, yeah, my grandmother.
When did you know that this was going to be something that you pursued no matter what you did in your life? Whether it succeeded? Because you've lived this double life of like. Throughout the whole story, I heard you challenged by life situations mm-hmm. and then you just rolled with it.
I did. You know, I knew at a young age that I wanted, I didn't know it was called a fashion designer. I thought I would own a tailoring shop. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what fashion and how things were made. Well, I didn't know what that meant. So once I moved to Miami, I really saw the scope of things. And I worked for this guy, Alvin Valley, and who has had much success in New York. And I saw how he struggled and struggled and struggled and just kept going and kept going. And I really learned from that. Like, you can create your own destiny. It might take a while. Mm-hmm. But if you want to see something creative, if you want to create a trend, and that's what I did. I created a trend. And it's weird to look back on that. But that pocket, now there's hundreds of manufacturers trying to copy it and hundreds of brands trying to copy it mm-hmm. to have created a trend. Like, it's something that I always just felt inside, like, I'm gonna create something cool and hopefully people are gonna like it. If I like it, maybe someone else will like it too. And that's kind of just what I rolled with.
We had a guest who said, if being authentic or being yourself is the coolest thing, why would you ever want to imitate anybody else? And I think creative people sometimes think they have to build something that's mm-hmm. already been made mm-hmm. to be acknowledged,
right?
And it's riskier to follow your own dream and
it
build
is.
Something that you really
right.
believe in.
Why reinvent the wheel?
And nobody's ever, or you have a hard time turning them on to it. Or so
it is hard. You spend most of your time and energy proving yourself to people that mm-hmm. you have something worth looking at.
Right.
Right. And then when you need the most help, no one really wants to give you the time of day. Then when you finally have like a little bit of success and everyone wants to give you things, even celebrities, like, let me give you free this and free that. Celebrities don't need free shit.
No.
Real people.
They get so much free shit.
No, that's what I always say. Celebrity moms don't need free shit. Real moms need free shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of something that I always thought was funny. But it was just always in me. I always thought that whatever I create, as long as I do it in a positive way and just be myself, people will gravitate towards it and like it.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in trying to create what's already existing mm-hmm. and then not doing it because somebody's already hit the mark with it.
Yes, they
and
have.
You're trying to come in and recreate and then you don't get affirmed by it, so you don't take chances.
Yeah, so I always say it's nice to be inspired by, mm-hmm. like I'm inspired by a ton of designers, but copying is an absolute no-no
mm-hmm.
just for... It's skeezy.
It's skeezy.
It's totally skeezy.
Don't be skeezy.
Don't be skeezy. Yeah. So if you see something that you like, then take that inspiration and make something that's your own. You know, there's nothing wrong with inspiration.
The last thing I'll say is when you, all those times in the interview when you talked about not knowing what was going to happen next, mm-hmm. how did you get through it? What was the thing that got you to the next opportunity?
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, there was definitely some rough moments where I was really low, but there is something in me that just is keeps going. It's like the Energizer Bunny. I used to say I was the cockroach of fashion until I realized that's really sounds really gross. So now I've changed it to the Twinkie of fashion. Like, you're just not going to kill me.
You know, if you can eat those things for years, by the way.
You can't. If this doesn't work out, that's not an option, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much for your patience, too, and getting this interview in the can.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. This was awesome.
And I'll be hitting you up for some Christmas presents.
Yes. Probably. Absolutely. It's a cute booty Christmas.
Yeah, cute booty. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Only One in the Room has brand new interviews for you every week. You won't want to miss our full episodes every Tuesday, Scott Talks on Wednesday, and our new Thursday series, The Now Normal. And twice per month, be sure to catch our 30-minute Sunday edition by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. Join our Only One in the Room Facebook group if you'd like to tell us about your Only One story. All of us at The Only One in the Room wish you safety and wellness.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.